So we're talking today with Chris Haney at the California Budget Project about a new study that came out showing that wealthy taxpayers do not necessarily flee the state of California if you raise their income tax. Can you talk a little bit more about the study and why CBP took an interest in it?
There's this persistent myth out there in the policy ether that if you raise taxes on the wealthiest people in California, that it somehow results in the flight of these folks to other states.
That's keyed against a proposition that was approved in 2004 in California that did raise taxes on the upper echelons.
Right, yes. Sort of commonly known as the millionaire tax. It's based on Proposition 63 that was passed in 2004, went into effect in 2005. And what the researchers did was track the patterns of whether people who make more than $1 million were more likely to move after the tax was passed or were more likely to stay put. And what they find actually is counterintuitive. If anything, they actually find some evidence that there was more migration into the state.
And what do you think is the reason that, despite all the dire predictions, the very wealthy not only stayed in California, but continued to migrate into California?
People who come to California tend to do better from an income perspective when they're here than they do in other places. Now, granted, cost of living may be higher, but for most people, income levels are higher here while they're here. And so that tends to mean that they're less likely to migrate away from their higher incomes. But mainly the issue is that taxes aren't the key factor, right? The key factor in what impacts people's decisions about whether to stay or leave are, you know, the location of their job and their business, and then ties to family, friends, housing, et cetera.
Well, in the case of Northrop Grumman, when it moved its headquarters to D.C., a lot of its senior executives chose to quit the company so that they could stay here.
Right, and part of the reason that this myth persists, you know, when people are asked, you know, would having a lower tax rate make you be more likely to stay? You know, they give the obvious response, right? I don't think it matters whether you're a millionaire or whether you're in the lowest income bracket. You know, you're going to answer yes in that situation. But the amount of millionaires' income that's actually subjected to the tax over the lifetime of their earnings is 0.1%. So taxes are such a small fraction of their incomes, it's very unlikely that they would have an impact on where they choose to live or choose to migrate out of the state.
Okay, thank you so much for calling us today. I know it's been a busy day. Appreciate it, Chris.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.